cover it, something got copied up into the middle of everything, and all the formulas were off. But this has versioning, so we can just easily roll it back to the previous known good configuration, so to speak. So, anyway, have a good evening, 73s, and we will catch you soon. KD5ZYD.
Okay, that's a good deal, because I, for some reason, have lost my old roster, and I'm having to just write them down on a spreadsheet. So this will be a whole lot easier. You told me, I think you said you lined through or grayed out a lot of the ones that haven't checked in a long time, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah, there's folks on the roster that have not checked in since it has been created in February. So, yeah, I went ahead and crossed those out. Had some check in tonight, and that's the whole part of just crossing it out. We can easily bring them right back in if they do, you know, but things happen. It's not has anything to do with any of that. It's just, you know, about trying to ease the clock on this.
There you go. I like your plan. Perfect. And for what it's worth, last week the net took 34 minutes, and tonight it took 21 minutes. So by not calling those that don't check in very often, that really shortens it down.
If that was the plan, that's kind of what I timed too. So, yep, awesome stuff. Anyway, yeah, check it out, and let me know. The color codes are down in the bottom left. The left three columns will stay static to the table moving right and left, so you can just move it right over to the next person in line, which would be Gary on 515. He can just scoot this whole thing over to where his line is right in line with all the names and just bypass everything that we've done here in the past few months.
Okay, great. All right, thanks a bunch. I'll take a look at it. KD5UGO.
Have a good one, Phil. 73s. KD5ZYD.
Hey, Chad, was it me that blew up the spreadsheet?
Sure, but it happens, and it is absolutely fixable. The like I say, if that ever does happen up on the file, there is the version history option. If you just click on that file underneath the name, the ARIESnet Master 2.0, you'll see in that middle-ish little section, version history at the bottom, and then you can see version history and just roll this bad boy back through time, and then hit go to this version, and you are there.
Okay, yeah, I see that. I made a copy and dropped it in my Google Docs. I was playing with it, and I wonder if me messing with the copy messed with the original. I don't think Google would set it up that way, but you never know.
Yeah, you wouldn't think. Let me see if I can see any dependencies on it. If that were to happen, then there would definitely be something saying there is another linked document, so to speak. So, yeah, let me check that out.
Yeah, let me know if that's there, and if it is, I'll not do that anymore. Okay, all right, talk to you later. Good net. WB5ULK.
Yeah, no, not a problem. Yeah, we're figuring this out as it goes, so that's what I love about that versioning. I saw that, and I was like, well, revert back to what we had before, and it was right there since I did my thing the other day, so it is good to go. But, yeah, I'm not seeing anything that says it is linked to anything, but there are all sorts of fun little groupings on this, but I'm not seeing any kind of, like, linked table manager, so maybe that's not a function. Hopefully not.
Okay, well, I'll make sure if I play with it, I'll tell you I'm playing with it in a file somewhere else, and we'll see if that reflects back to the original copy. Anyway, have a good evening. Bye.
WB5ULK, this is KF5UZ8.
You are so lucky.
I saw you at North Haven the other day. Well, I saw your vehicle at North Haven the other day, and I was going to harass you once I got out of my meeting, but you left.
mowing knife?
I don't think it would be a knife. It was at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, I thought I saw you wander into the drive. I'm going, you know, that looks like a vehicle I'm familiar with, but I just kept mowing.
Well, I wouldn't go chasing you after on a mower for sure, but I had a meeting with the director of, I'm in charge of a program there called Early Foundations. So anyway, saw your vehicle and my meeting started before I had a chance to come find you. But anyway, good to see your vehicle. Shame I didn't get to see you. KF5, UZA clear.
Oh, that was yesterday or last Monday, one or the other. Anyway, hey, talk to you later. WB5UOK.
WA6DKD, this is KD5CYD. Denny, you there?
Yes, sir, I am. WA6DKD.
Hey, Denny, we got to run over to my cousin's new house in just a bit, and I just want to see if I can get a courtesy check-in for this evening on the Gossip Net.
Why, certainly, we can handle that.
Most excellent. I appreciate you, sir. You doing all right down there?
Doing okie dokie. Once the tornado got out of here, we're in fine shape.
Good stuff. Did it actually come down on your property or just near it?
Kind of hard to see it 8 o'clock at night, but yeah, I got trees all over the place.
No fun. And I guess more for the burning later on, but glad you guys didn't take any too serious damage.
Nah, house and antennas are fine, just lots of tree parts.
Well, that can be handled. I know a guy. So, anyway, thanks, Denny. You have a good night, and we will catch you soon. KD5CYD, 73s.
Okie dokie. You betcha. WA6DKD.
W5DDP, requesting some help. We're broke down on the side of the road. Can somebody come and help us? We need a jump.
And W5I10 Mobile, where are you located at exactly?
We're on the service road of off ramp 112, right by the hospital. We're coming south on 35. And went to get off, and the car died.
Okay. All right. You have no electric in the car. Is that what you're saying, that you just need a jump?
Yeah, we need a jump.
All right. Stay on the frequency. I'll be home in just a few moments. I'll get my cable.
Appreciate it. Thank you, Harold.